USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The South seems to be leading the way in new COVID cases in the U.S. Louisiana with the highest rate of new cases per capita this month, Florida second. But former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC Friday he sees good news ahead.
There's an indication, it's a very clear indication across the South right now that you are seeing signs of the virus starting to peak. What I mean by peaking is new daily cases will start going down probably this week. There'll probably be a discernible pattern towards cases day over day starting to trend downwards.
Dr. Gottlieb also says he'd like to see the elderly get first crack at COVID booster shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get the booster to prevent serious and possibly life-threatening cases. A deadly school shooting in New Mexico happening Friday at a middle school in Albuquerque. A 13-year-old arrested for allegedly killing another student outside during lunch. This is USA Radio News.
A good big bingo. Bingo
lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. BingoRadioUSA.com. From your smartphone, your tablet, or computer, and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Bingo Treasure keeps score. Win rewards. Chat with other players. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to get started for free. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure's all the excitement of bingo with you anywhere. Sign up and play for free at BingoRadioUSA.com. Thousands of bingo lovers are playing right now. Earn bonus points, pop balloons for even more fun. See how far you can go. Join the bingo revolution at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Hurry, free accounts are limited. BingoRadioUSA.com. BingoRadioUSA.com.
Great Britain dealing with its deadliest mass shooting in over a decade. A 22-year-old man kills five people, including his mother and a 3-year-old girl Thursday in Plymouth before taking his own life. Security officials expressing concerns about the anniversary of 9/11. The Department of Homeland Security on Friday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence during what's already a heightened threat environment. The U.S. reporting over 1.5 million new COVID cases this month. Two governors talk about how they're handling the Delta surge in their states. Wendy King has more.
The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, is calling up the National Guard to assist with putting up temporary hospitals
to support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge.
While the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, says he won't impose a mask mandate and won't push people to get vaccinated.
There are risks associated with taking the vaccine. There are risks associated with not taking the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Another provincial capital falls under Taliban control. The Taliban Saturday seizing control of Azadabad in the Kunar province. Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Adela Raza, in the PBS NewsHour Friday, sharply criticizing U.S. actions in her country.
Despite how much we say that Afghanistan is not abandoned, with every element of the action we see right now, it's an abandonment.
U.S. Marines arriving Friday in Afghanistan to help embassy staff evacuate. About 3,000 Marines expected by the end of the weekend. Facebook making a controversial move regarding private communications. Tim Berg has more.
Facebook is extending the option to use end-to-end encryption for some of their most popular features like Messenger voice and video calls. This means no one, including Facebook, can see or listen in or know what is being said. Some governments have pressured the company to end the service because it is popular with people trying to hide from authorities, but it will also keep calls from law-abiding citizens from hackers and criminals. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Some people hiking in North Carolina have a shocking experience. Wendy King has the details.
Multiple people were injured in North Carolina after a lightning bolt struck a popular mountain. At least 7 people were injured by the lightning strike. One of the individuals fell and hit their head and went to the hospital. Another person was burned from the lightning strike, while 5 others sustained minor injuries. According to the National Weather Service, there have been at least 6 lightning-related fatalities in the U.S. this year. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.